Okay, our friends. So today I'm going to be reading a story to you that is just as serious as it possibly can be. So I would like you to get your serious faces on. Are you ready? Uh-huh. Are you ready to be serious? Uh-huh. Nope, absolutely none of that. Today's story is called How to Party Like a Snail. It was written by Nassim.
Snails can't party.
Hey, you don't. Serious.
What? They swarm around on rocks and spread goo.
You don't know until I've read the book.
They spread goo.
Stay present and focused. Today's story was written by Nassim Harab and Kelly Collier, and it is read today by Mommy. What's your name?
Definitely Super Serious.
Definitely Super Serious. Excellent. Mommy, and definitely Super Serious. Snail is a party animal. Well, kind of. And in the picture, we see him, and he says,
Yippee!
He especially loves the quiet things about parties, like confetti. And using his indoor voice to make new friends.
Hello?
He says. But who is he talking to?
Worm.
And the worm looks at us and says,
Do you hear something?
Because he's not so sure he heard anything. Whispering meaningful wishes to cakes.
I wished for more cake,
says the snail. And savoring those few silent seconds before everyone yells, Surprise!
3, 2,
and he smiles. But parties aren't often quiet, and sometimes things can get too loud for Snail. And that's when he shrinks into his shell. Shump, it says, and we can see him pulling back into his shell. Now, from inside his shell, Snail still finds a way to join the fun. So the music is blaring, all of the animals are having a wonderful time, and Snail inside of his shell says,
This is my jam.
Looks like he's dancing. And he says,
Bop diddy bop bop.
Too bad no one can see his sweet dance moves. Sometimes Snail's friends try to coax him out. Do you know what that means? Coax. Do you know what coax means? Okay, it's a way of trying to tempt someone with gentleness to come out or to do something. So like when it is time for you to get out of bed in the morning, I will coax you out of bed by promising you chocolate chip pancakes for breakfast. Yeah.
Or promising you ice cream for dessert.
Maybe. So,
after dinner.
So here we can see all of the animals. There's skunk and bear and rabbit. And the snail is in his shell. And the skunk says,
Come on out, everybody's dancing.
Snail just answers,
I'm partying in my heart. It sure doesn't look that way.
Says the skunk, who's a little bit confused.
It's just that things get a bit too loud for me sometimes,
says the snail. Rabbit has something to say about that.
But loud is fun! It sure is, especially when it's less loud. Okay, well, enjoy your quiet,
says Skunk,
They say silence is golden, right? Says the rabbit.
I don't get it, says the bear.
And that makes him wonder if he's the only one who thinks that quiet is just as fun as loud.
Merp.
What's merp mean?
I don't know, says the snail. Lately, Snail hasn't been invited to many parties. Instead, he spends a lot of time waiting.
I hear that the mail can be awfully slow sometimes,
he says. And he looks at his mailbox. And he looks. And he looks. And waiting. Oh, he's waiting through all the seasons, isn't he? And waiting. Until one day the snail carrier finally arrives with a promising-looking envelope. I wonder what it is. Oh, for Stump. Oh, that's because he lives right next to a stump, right?
Merp,
says the sad snail.
Here, Stump, this came to me by mistake.
Not another one,
says the stump. See, Snail is starting to think that he's more of a party pooper than a party animal. Because here comes all the animals dressed up ready for their party again.
It's not a party without Stump, says Rabbit and Bear.
Poor Snail. The only type of party he feels like going to now is his own pity party. He sniffs in sadness. And that gives Snail an idea. What if he threw his own party?
It'll be the funnest, quietest party I've ever been to,
says Snail. And first he invites himself.
Oh, a party for me? I love me!
And then he makes a pot of warm milk.
A hug in a mug.
And lip syncs to all his favorite lullabies. Snail is having so much fun that things start to get wild. There's Stump we can see in the background.
Let's make this party even quieter,
he says. Now, to hype up the hush, Snail fluffs some pillows and rolls himself up into a blanket burrito.
A soft shell,
he says. He's almost having the time of his life, but he can't help feeling that something is missing.
I've got my shell, my milk, my blankies, my lollies. What could be missing? Is it too quiet? Could I miss the loud? Do I miss the loud?
He says.
Well, I know something.
What?
And I definitely don't miss the loud.
You don't?
It's too loud. I'm trying to take a nap.
Oh, you got your blankies. Are you good? Are you good? All right. So, in the meantime, Snail. Yeah, Snail gasps.
Am I loud?
He wonders. And that's when Stump gently chimes in with a suggestion.
Maybe your party is just missing a friend.
Oh, Stump, you're here. Shell, how come to my party?
He says, because he's got a shell, of course.
Well, I'm always here since I'm rooted to the ground, but your shindig is filled with all my favorite things,
says Stump. Snail and Stump realize that they both love parties, but just not
the rowdy ones. Shall we together? Says Stump.
Sure,
says Snail, and they laugh. And then they gasp because they laughed really loud. And so then they tee a little bit calmer. And in celebration of the shush, Snail and Stump play an exhilarating game of hide and hide. Because, of course, Stump just pulls a little mushroom over the top of him and voila, he's hidden. And then, of course, Snail just tucks himself inside of his shell and voila, he's hidden. And they put on their favorite jammies, like a nice, soft nighttime.
I feel like a marshmallow, says
Stump.
Same.
Wrapped in a cloud,
says Snail. And then turn the lullabies way down.
We can barely hear them. We're total party animals.
And Snail and Stump party in their hearts all night long. And that, my dear, dear friends, is
the end. And
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
It's best to do this story at night because it's a total bedtime story.
Yeah.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.